Yeah, I'm good.
All right, boys, let's do this. You are listening to episode 5, Halloween edition of Turn 1 Catalyst, where the risks are calculated, but the math is wrong. We're your talk show hosts, Colin Horf, known in-game as Anookshook3441, and on Twitter at AnookshookToC.
And I'm Devin Butler. I am Kulana7502 in-game, and I'm at Kulana, at K-U-L-A-N-A-H, on Twitter.
All right, we got a lot to talk about, but let's start with our brand new guest, Mr. Scuggy.
Hey, hi guys. How you doing tonight?
So why don't you tell us your in-game name and tag, and then plug any social media real quick.
All right. In-game name and tag is Scoogie3026. And you can find me on Twitter at Scoogie. And I'm also the guy behind the Twitter.com/PrepPhase and Facebook.com/PrepPhase now, too.
Cool beans. So why don't you give us a quick recap of what you've been doing recently, the last month or so?
Recently, it's been getting everything on the back end set up. I've taken control of our social media accounts, actually brought up the new Facebook account. We didn't have that from the start. Trying to get everything on message, on page, getting feedback here from the community to adjust our rule sets. That's been the crazy thing, just everything around figuring out the new season schedule, figuring out the new rules, all that other fun stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot to do. We included the link to the Facebook page in our description, so you can see that in our description after the show. So I'll go next. I've not been playing that much Atlas Reactor, admittedly. I've been playing the school game and the work game mostly. I had like 4 games left in my Overwatch promos, so I just finished those. And that's been pretty much the only gaming I've been able to handle, sadly. But I'm excited for new PPL. I'm excited for the ranked of Atlas Reactor. That's what I'll be doing tonight and tomorrow probably.
You good?
Oh. Yeah, give her.
Normally you transition that. Anyway.
Transition!
So, yeah.
Now it's your turn.
To the one person that actually got that, props to you.
Yeah.
So for me, school as well. I did finally place last night or this morning, and I got Silver 1 at 86. That was
super
so
troll.
Tragic. I was so sad. I was talking to Lothans, and I was like, I need one win. One win will put me in gold. Nope, 2 losses, so...
nice.
Yeah. So I did that. I've played Suran a very small amount, and she seems interesting. I think I like her, but I definitely need more time with her. But yeah. That's
yeah. I haven't. I've seen her a bunch, and I thought she was really good. But all right. So typically, we'd go into the news, but we have a sicko that needs to cut a little early. So why don't we just jump straight into the interview questions? And I'll let you take that away, Senor Devin.
Okay, so we were looking for some background information. So, like, who is Scuggy? What do you do? Do you have any experience in this sort of thing?
A little bit, yeah. I come from competitive gaming from like back in Mech Warrior leagues to
nice
through CS Source, actually, all the way up to here. Most recently, it was the game called Arena. Cliffhanger. It's now defunct, but I was actually managing. I ran the whole community site and everything. Like, the company didn't even have forms.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was rough.
Very grassroots, though, yeah?
Yeah. Just take it by the horns and roll with it.
What happened to it? Why did it go under?
Well, their thing is, well, they just didn't make money, and that's, if you ask any of the players, you know, they just spread too far too quick. They were on every version of mobile, PC, Mac, and they broke into China, 5 months after they launched?
Jeez. Trying to touch all those bases and you can't do any of them well kind of thing?
No, not with that small of a team they had. It was still an indie game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Struggle. So, moving on. How's your experience with PPL? It sounds like you've been super busy. You've been pushing stuff forward and making stuff. So how's that going?
Oh, yeah. It's hit the ground running. It's been amazing. We have great players. The talent level, just hopping in games, talking to people, you know, seeing what they can actually do is just been off the charts. Like, I'm good at tactics games. I hopped in and, you know, I consider myself fairly good, but the stuff I've been seeing from our players has just been off the charts. Amazing.
Yeah. Every time I watch a trash game, I'm always impressed. I don't even understand that level of thinking.
Yeah, it's like, what? Did you predict me 12 turns ago? Amazing.
Like, we're not even playing the same game as them.
Yeah, yeah.
That feels like standard to me, though. Like, anytime I watch pro play of any game, it's just like, I don't, my brain doesn't work that way. I just don't see like they do. And yeah, it's always impressive.
Oh, yeah. Every single time watching these guys play, it's, you know, PPL was there from the start. That's where, you know, you had a beta with an esports scene already forming and like not just coming in from anywhere else. It just formed around Atlas Reactor. So you figure right there from the start, you had people pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. And that's what they need. I mean, I feel like it says a lot of good things about the game that we're really building this up from the start. Like, the game's been... PPL's existed longer than the game has been an open release, and that's... It signifies good things coming.
Looks like a healthier game. Yeah.
And now we're in ESL, which is... We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, that's later.
So, the changes from Season 2 to Season 3, could you tell us a little bit about those and what's going on there?
Yeah, I was actually just trying to figure it out because I have breaking news tonight.
Oh, crap.
Like, literally just figuring out how to say this. All right, so on the Facebook page, we were able to post up that, you know, Season 3 is going to consist of two divisions running simultaneously. That's going to be, you know, your open and your invite.
Which is a really great change, I think. That was something that we've been talking about. I've seen a lot in the Discord where it's like, oh, they're a little worried about lots of numbers of like teams because it's getting pretty big. Last season was pretty big, and it's getting bigger. And so, yeah, this is a change that I think the community really loves.
Yes, and, you know, it's not going to be exactly like, you know, like my greatest experience with Invite, you know, that was back in SIVO and Cal days for CS Source, but... It's more like, you know, your invite teams are your established teams that have shown they're going to show up, that they're going to play their hardest, and your open teams still have that chance of breaking in. That's the big thing. It's not going to be an easy break-in. You know, they're going to still have to try and actually compete, which is going to make every little step here is going to make it better for even just the fans. Just those sitting back watching the gameplay, it's going to make it easier to understand what's going on and you know, what the risks are. But we originally had this set in for a 10-week, then a mid-season split and whatnot, but we're changing, actually, the time here, and I'm just getting this off right off our Discord, right off of, hey, we're changing this. So here we go. So the season is actually going to consist 5 weeks. Then we're going to have a 1 week break and a prize pool tournament. There'll be a 2 week break after that. 5 more weeks, then a week break and a bigger prize pool tournament.
Nice.
So are those two? Or you'll probably get into that in a second. Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just curious if the two are... Is it two distinct situations there, or is it they lead right into one or the other?
They'll lead right into one another. So before that first prize pool tournament, you're going to have the top two, and you won't have teams fighting it out. You're going to have the top two of Open taking the places of the bottom two of Invite.
Oh.
Then that tournament's going to happen.
So some mid-season swapping there for the newcomers.
Yep. And, you know, to make it interesting, before that final tournament, it's going to happen again. You're going to have the top two in Open, taking the bottom two out of Invite.
And do the bottom two in the Invite tournament, in the Invite League, do they get a chance to defend themselves at all, or is it just a swap every 5 weeks?
For this season, we're just going to do the swaps.
Cool.
That's going to reduce the game load of the teams. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just getting everything right hot here. You know, it's just teams were concerned about having to play a little bit too many games, especially for any teams crossing over into other leagues as well.
Yeah, with ESL, that's something you guys got to be aware of. That's fair.
Oh, we've been talking to them before they even announced.
Oh, nice. That's cool. So they're cognizant of the community.
Oh yeah, we've our livecast coordinator, Restart. He's actually been working with them. We're going to be casting a few of their GO4 cups or whatnot.
Super cool.
We're still waiting on details for all that to work out, but yeah, they asked us. We were actually the ones. I know Sayan was one of our league administrators. He was like freaking out a little bit because we were helping the ESL guys last week with their rollings as they got started. Because they didn't even have a way of picking maps at the time.
Oh, do they not have the tools set up that you guys have?
No, they didn't. They have their own thing now, I think.
Took them some time to build it.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool that they know the community's there and they're willing to like work with you guys. And.
Well, yeah, they offer something. I mean, they're another league, but I don't know how much experience you guys have had with their Go Cups and... just the way that they run, it's a completely different system over there. You know, you could find it easier for any team to get into a match as long as you meet all their crazy little requirements. But It's a bit easier to hop in and just compete and then, you know, drop the team the next week if you want to. Whereas, you know, and you'll see this a lot. You have specific leagues, like PPL is a specific league to Atlas Reactor, where ESL is more broadband. So not as much focus is going to go into it because, you know, unless it starts pumping up a ton of revenue for them, because I mean their home base is, you know, CSGO for the most part.
Yeah, they're going to be less worried about those team stories and whatnot and more just letting everybody play.
Yeah, they have a system out that enables people to play. It'll get more people into the game. And what we figure is going to happen is, you know, as teams get more advanced, more structured, you know, they'll probably just filter in the PPL and, you know, less organized, well, not less organized, but less committed teams to just a solid game. There's a lot of ESL teams that play 20 games and compete different games every week, which you'd never be able to do that with PPL, but you have a home over there.
That's good that you guys have kind of figured out your different niches. That's super important to not, like, you know, don't step on each other's toes kind of thing. So that's good.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
You see a little bit of that in League as well. Like, I accidentally, looking at the Worlds final, I just wanted to see who had won. I'd accidentally pulled up, like, a completely separate tournament. And League runs all their stuff in-house, too. So it's cool that you guys are, like, doing the same things that other bigger companies are doing.
League's a perfect example if you look at it. They have their LCS, which is a specified league for League of Legends, but you could still go play, and ESL has Go Cups all around for League of Legends as well.
And MSI, and there's another one every year. I can't remember the name off the top of my head.
I think it's is it Intel Extreme Masters now?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yep, yep.
That's God, esports is getting worse than regular sports.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
Everybody wants to run their own event. Yeah. But it's good to have the small community grassroots effort. I'm really happy that this exists, and I'm really glad you guys are a thing, because it's nice to know that it's not all ESL. I mean, they're great for what they are, but it feels very impersonal from what I've seen.
It is, but... You know, there's the people that are, you know, want to dip their toe in. They're not going to want to get into anything hardcore, you know.
Yeah.
So makes it great for that.
Yeah, it's there for the people that want it, and that's fine. So I'm curious about the mid-season tournament. Is that something that, like, how is that structured? Is that just going to be everybody in the invite tournament goes into, like, a bracket event?
Yep, everybody in the invite. So that's after the swap occurs, where the top two from open are getting in, getting the bottom two slots in invite. Then those eight teams are going to take it in for the tournament for the first prize. And the points rankings after that will develop their seeding for the second 5 weeks. And then they'll have to go from there.
Fun. we have here?
I think we're just about out of questions.
Were there any other big changes that we saw? Oh, you mentioned 8 teams in the invite league. Is that the limit?
Yeah.
8, cool.
As of current, and I can also tell you that invites will be starting to go out. A couple of invite feelers went out already, but all the invites will go out tomorrow.
Oh, nice. So we'll start to see who's actually doing that probably tomorrow later this week.
Tomorrow being the 31st of October.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not everybody sees this on day one. So do you guys have any idea on when you want to do that final announcement? Like, when should we look to that?
It's going to depend on how quick the teams get back to us.
Fair enough.
Except. The other thing that will be going up tomorrow on the 31st here is on prepphase.com/rules.php. We're going to have that updated to this season's rules. Currently, nice. It's still saying last season's, but we're going to update that to the full, you know, legalese of rules and regulations.
Of all the stuff pertaining to the two different stages and whatnot?
Yep.
Cool, cool. So look to that if you're into the minutia of how it's run.
We'll put that link in the description as well.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about the new season or anything else?
You want to add?
Just remember, if you're going to come in, you're planning on competing, get on the website and register now. That way we can start getting a feel, get everything set up in advance, and you don't cause the admins a massive time rush right at the end.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, let's stress everybody out.
You don't want me entering your name for your team on the last day. I'm just saying.
Jerky McJerk bag. Or something a little less PG.
Nope, I'm not giving him a say it on the podcast.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we like to keep it clean here.
I thought of a good one, and then I'm like, no, filter, turn on the filter.
We have to do that a lot ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm Canadian, so I'm not very filtered myself.
Mm.
So I think that's all we got. If you want to go get your R&R, absolutely, you've deserved it, and we thank you for coming on. If you want to hang out, you're welcome to do that as well.
Well, I'm going to bail out because I don't know when I'm going to start my next coughing fit up.
Yeah. Well, take extra Mucinex and drink some Gatorade.
I got Mucinex, ibuprofen. Like, it looks like a freaking pharmacy on my desk.
Nice.
Well, we hope you feel better.
Yep.
For everybody watching, remember to check him out at Skuggie, SKUGGI, and prepphase.com is the site if you want to join the league.
We'll have links to both of those in the description.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you later, bud.
And now the awkward moment where I try to fix this on the fly. Actually, that works pretty well. Okay, now, cool. Overlay looks good. So, let's move on. News.
All right. News. So, the first things we're going to cover are the two live streams, as always, that we missed. The 21st and the 28th. So, we'll start with the 21st. The 21st mostly talked about ranked, which is obviously out now. One of us is ranked, even. So, solo duo for now. Team rank coming soon. I don't think team ranked is out yet still. Rank will be balanced into queue types. 4 solos will not face 2 duos. So it'll always be a duo in solos versus duo solos, which is really nice. Queue dodging and lever penalties. There was some gray area. We were pretty sure that those were going to be in. They confirmed that those are in. Have you seen those at all? Like, I don't actually know the specifics on those.
I have no idea. I had one lever and I didn't actually see like what happened there. It was gone and then we were back in a game.
So. My head is freaking out.
Yeah.
And then so the first season rewards will be VFX for basic attacks. I don't know if it's like in Overwatch, you like get points and then you buy a golden gun, but you can only buy for like one dude or two dudes at most. I don't know if it's like everybody has this VFX or if it's like one dude gets the VFX and you pick it. But that's what it is. Visual effects for basic attacks for at least the freelancer of your choice.
I love this change. I'm this thing. I'm super excited for this. Yeah. when Overwatch put out VFX, I was so excited. Or Overwatch, when I first found VFX, I was so excited because I was, you know, I think I got one in a loot box. And I was just like, what the?
Yeah, they're super limited right now. Like, yeah. I couldn't even tell you who they're on.
I know Lockwood has one.
He's got the one for a skin.
Lockwood has one. Helio has one, and that's literally it that I know of. I mean, I know there's one or two more, but in any case, these are really cool. I am super curious about what the cost is going to be per. I think I'm up to like 60 points or 70 points or something like that. Like, not a lot. And so I'm...
Oh, so it is kind of like Overwatch where you get points and then you buy the golden gun. You get points and you buy the VFX. Oh, okay.
You get 2 points for a loss, 10 points for a win, and yeah. And so I'm up to like 70 or something.
I do remember reading that now that you said that out loud. Spectator improvements have been implemented. I haven't seen those either. I think I remember them saying it flows better and it's not quite as buggy.
I saw somebody had one of the devs was testing out like a draw function that you can like pause your playback and then draw on the screen.
I saw that as well. Yeah,
and that's really cool. That giving teams and players the ability to really like look back and discuss their replays with people, I feel like is. Without, you know, again, bringing up the league comparison. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to improve, you need to have the tools available to improve. And that's a really cool tool to have for that sort of thing.
It just makes life so much easier. We also have more Razor skins and other branded skins. And I don't know. I'm kind of concerned about branded skins. I don't know what that means. Yeah. In before Coca-Cola Helio, or I don't know. Legitimately, it'll probably be like Snapdragon or something, I would have to guess, or Logitech. But yeah. More Razor skins is totally cool. I'm totally ready for more Razor skins.
Yes, those are so... Like, that's the only skin I use. It kind of feels a little sad because it's like, oh, I got this cool Lockwood skin, but I don't care because I'm using Chroma.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, they're just so good. I love them.
You can't beat the changing hair of Asana and the changing bulbs on Finn. And yeah, they're totally cool.
Yeah.
I'm totally excited for more of those. Are you allowed to like those? Because you don't like Razer products, so...
You're not supposed to tell people that.
Oh, crap. I mean, he loves Razer products. Anyway, next thing. So October 28th was the next one that we missed as well, or, I mean, that we're going to cover. They talked mostly about the new guy, Kaigen? I think it's Kai Jin, maybe? That guy. Ninja guy. Which turns out to be one of the originally designed freelancers way back, and they're just now... polishing him up, spitting him out. He's a melee firepower, 135 base health. Deals, he's got kind of like, you know, like Titus marks a guy and then anybody can like pop the mark. He kind of does that, but for himself, just like Gray. Actually, Gray does that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's, so I'll let you run through the abilities because I don't know him too well, but that's called the Void Mark system.
I'm curious. Yeah, I'm not super sure how that works exactly. It seems like it only is applied by a one, like his primary, but I'm not 100% about that.
That's how I understood it, yeah. Like his one sets it up and then he can pop it with another one or a bunch of other, or like anything else.
Anything else, yeah. So his one ability is a 270 degree, so that's 3/4 of a circle AOE that applies that passive thing that we were talking about.
Yeah, we did the math.
We did the math, and it's always wrong.
Yeah. So it's probably like a full circle. Who knows?
Who knows what degrees are? Like, that's made up crap. Yeah. His second ability is a 3-line nuke, like Gray and Celeste, how they have the multiple shots. Though I think Gray only has that if you mod that, eh?
Well, the double dart. Yeah, but yeah. like the idea is that like you're trying to aim like their fingers, like their long fingers.
I'm curious if they'll do that the same way. Because like Celeste is interesting to shoot from the little I've played her. So I'm curious if it'll be the same kind of like... As you move out, they converge, and then as you move back in, they spread.
You get used to it, but two is a little bit like sometimes I take my whole turn lining those up.
Yeah.
So three just sounds like a nightmare. Yeah. So, but I mean, you'll get used to it just like everything else, I imagine, so.
I did actually see, on breaking away here, the suggestion that they switch it to a sort of like a Gremo style, where you shoot, for Gremo's one, he shoots a click, you click a spot, and then you click on a second spot. And I think that would be a much better system.
Cleaner, like, yeah.
Yes, much cleaner. Because it is a lot of finickiness and oh, God, I'm 3 pixels too far out. I need to move this back in. Kind of, like, it feels very finicky.
The problem is it's actually super intuitive, but you have to track all three things at the same time.
Yeah.
Like even Celeste, it's super intuitive. It's easy. Once you get it, you get it. But you line it up on Helio and then you're trying to line it up on Lockwood and oh, okay, I got it. But now Helio's off a little bit. So I like that better. Lock each one in. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Then his three is a enemy targeted dash that allows him to move afterwards a la, I think Oz got that recently. Was it Oz?
Yeah, he got that treatment. Yeah. I think, does Pup have that? I want to say he does, but I don't want to be a liar, so I'm going to say I don't know.
I don't know. I don't play Firepower, so... this is interesting that they're putting this in another champion. I know they were real afraid of putting that into too much. They don't want it to be a thing where the dashes are kind of ridiculously overpowered and that you get out of jail in that you dash, and then you also get out of jail in that you move a full move. It makes you very unpredictable.
I think they're okay giving it to this guy because he only gets he picks a dude an enemy and then he goes one square around him, and the reason they gave it to Oz is Oz he can only go to where his clone is, that's super easy to predict, and then he's essentially screwed out of a move because he went to his clone. So I don't know what the viability is 100% of frontliner frontliner style firepowers, but I imagine it's lower than Azuki or something. So
yeah, that's
I
fair.
Think they're more comfortable doing that. Which makes sense to me.
Because he's melee, they've got to give him some extra tools. That makes sense.
Right, yeah.
Alright, and then his fourth is a smoke bomb, which is similar to Celeste's, and I'm going to show my ignorance here. This says it makes him invisible, but I'm not actually sure if he throws a smoke bomb in...
I think as long as he's in it...
Okay, so he does have to be in it.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that, or is that... Okay, that's a thing.
Right. I'm pretty sure that's what the stipulation was. And then all... Celeste, it'll block line of sight if you're on the other side of the smoke bomb trying to shoot through it.
That's cool. Is that a single shot or is that multiple like Celeste? Do you know?
How I understand it is it's one 3x3.
Oh, it's a 3x3. Okay, so it's bigger than Celeste.
Oh, yeah. So, well, Celeste, her thing is she gets two or three depending on the mod, mm-hmm. and she can spread them out. His is just one big 3x3.
That's pretty cool. So he's a very... very ninja-y. He feels very ninja-y from these skills to me.
Yeah, and we're not even at his last one yet, and he's already super ninja.
Yeah, they've hit that feel pretty well. So his ultimate is a teleport and AoE damage dash, very similar to Asana's, and then you can also move after using it like his three.
Yeah, and it deals less damage the more people you hit, I think was what that one was.
Yeah. That's right. Which is... I'm intrigued by this. Feels
bad to me, but I guess they wanted to be more like an assassin, less like a just AoE nuke.
See, that starts to fall apart though when you see that he's got a three line nuke number two, unless his two also does increase damage if you focus it, like Celeste's or Juno's.
Or Blackburner, yeah. I don't know. We'll have to see him. He's I didn't put the release date in here because I'm terrible. They said they didn't have a release date from him. Last I checked, they said. So, who knows when he's out, but I can't wait to try him. I believe he's on the PTS already, so I could go try him there if I really cared, but I got to get ranked, so.
Yeah, that's kind of more important at this point.
Yeah.
And I will not be trying him because he's a firepower, and who even plays that class?
Yo, me.
That's, yeah, nobody. Nobody. Nobody important.
Yeah. I do it, though.
Anyway.
Right, so moving right along, we had a patch on 10/25. That was 5 days ago. So ranked mode is live, in case you hadn't noticed. You can unlock rank by playing 50 games, which I'm sure is not a problem for anybody, or paying for Atlas Reactor, which might be a problem for some people.
No. Not or. And. You said or. And. I want to be real clear.
I'm sorry. And paying for Atlas Reactor, yeah.
With the amount of community blowback we're getting over that, I just, wanted to be clear.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, because on the free rotation, it's very possible that you don't get a hero to pick. So it just makes sense that you can't play ranked without buying it.
Yeah, and I don't... Yeah.
The idea... Which goes into the next point, that it's draft mode is enabled, which is great. One ban and no duplicate freelancers. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I saw
about that life.
Yeah. I like it when it's a little more niche. Like right now, it feels like there's two bans. And if you don't ban those two bans, something's gone wrong. So as soon as we get past that point, I feel like I'll like it a lot more. But right now, it's kind of a bummer.
But yeah. What are the two bands that you've been seeing every time?
Helio and Suren.
Oh, really? Suren's playing bands. She got nerfed in this one, too. Well, not nerfed, but she got tuned, yeah. Which we'll talk about in a second. And she's still getting banned. Wow.
I mean, her effective heal per second is still ridiculous. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
Your worst case, you're healing like 42 every two turns, which is... I mean, look at yeah. Compare that to Aurora Finn, and she just blows them out of the water. And it's got potential for more, too. It's not like Finn can't get any better than...
Unintended? No? No? Okay, fine.
Anyway.
I'm just going to give that... Totally pun intended. I'll give that one to you. So... I just said I don't understand how it works, and then I wrote these notes, so I just obviously I forgot. But you get 10 prestige per win, 2 for a loss, and then you use... Oh, and you'll get an additional prestige based on how you end at the end of ranked, and then you can use those to unlock the cosmetic items, the VFX, namely. Just like Overwatch.
I mean, this game is basically Overwatch, but from a different perspective. Like, why is this still a talking totally. Point?
It's isometric Overwatch. I'm really waiting
to get angry responses to that.
I mean, it hasn't happened yet, so obviously we're not hitting it hard enough. Fair enough. So you said you've done one of the Hollow Hunt like loot boxes already, yeah? And you got the I think the first one is guaranteed Duskull or whatever they're calling it, Quark, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's what I got. I didn't know that it was guaranteed though.
I believe that's how I think the first one is for sure. Well, when you look at the missions bar, you see him right next to that. I don't know if he's just like a placeholder for Halloween or what, but that's what it looks like to me.
Well, you also get an emote for it. You get the little Quark teehee emote as him and his Duskull.
Oh, that's probably what I'm seeing. That's what I'm thinking of then, yeah.
Which is a great emote, by the way.
Master. So it says the Hollow Haunt challenge mission now gives 2 extra points for completing a PvP game versus bots, now gives 1 extra point. Still does not award points for takedowns.
In bot games, yeah.
In bot games, right. Hollow Haunt has been extended for an extra day, so it now ends on November 2nd at 8 a.m., so now I have time to play.
Oh, that's God.
Great.
I didn't realize that was... I need to get in there and get a second loot box.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to... Post-show, I'm totally all about that life.
Right? Okay. Possibly 2 more dual queue placements?
Yeah, there you go. So we can get our silver 4 again. Why don't you take the Suren tunes?
So her self-healing on her AoE heal went from 24 to 18, and then she lost a bunch of 1 energy on her heal, 1 energy on her dash, and then a couple of mods got tuned down a little bit. It seems like it's a good thing, because, I mean, again, her effective heal per second, if played even remotely well, is obscene. It very quickly gets out of hand. If you're hitting...
And I mean, she's getting banned still after this. That's crazy.
I mean, it was only a 6-point self-heal drop. When they drop the AoE heal a little bit, I think that she'll start to see... Like, that'll slow her down a little bit. It's just... It's a AoE heal on a 2-turn CD. Like, she's... That's going to be problematic. Definitely.
Last episode, I suggested that maybe like her position would make that a little bit more difficult. Is that not the case at all, or is she just out healing through everything?
I'm only kind of familiar with her. I've seen her. She does a lot of dashing, and that seems to be what really makes it work, because she's so mobile.
Yeah. So your position is less important when you're mobile. Yeah.
When you can dash, get 2 dashes in every 3 turns or 4 turns or 5 turns. I don't remember the CD off the top of my head.
That makes sense. I'll let you take the next one, too, because that's definitely up your alley as well.
Ah, so we're on... Alice Reactor is now on ESL in a Go4 style. There is a promo going right now where if you use the link... if you use ESL's link and then play 10 PvP games, you get the full release of the game for free. They said that they had 1,000 out, and I've not seen any updates on whether or not they still have those. I know somebody asked about it on the Reddit, but I didn't actually see the follow-up, so...
The point is definitely that it's limited, so if you don't have a full release of AR, you definitely need to get on that.
Yeah, get on that, do that tonight, tomorrow, you know, as soon as possible, so that you can try and get that free edition.
That's exciting stuff. That was, yeah, we forgot to talk about that with Scoogie a second ago, but we did cover that it's in ESL, which is a big deal. It's very exciting stuff.
More tournaments is good.
I can't wait to, yeah, definitely. I can't wait to see like the prize pools, because you know, like League started really, really terrible prize pool sizes, and then now they're just obscene. So I can't wait to see if AR follows the same, a similar path. I'm not going to say the same because that's ridiculous, but
yeah, we're not going to have the meteoric explosion that League had, definitely.
I mean, we could. League was definitely older than this before it took off.
That's true. Yeah, there's still time. I don't know if you
like 6 months older.
If you pay attention to the community, it's all doom and gloom. So,
oh man, I know. Believe
me. The game's fine, people.
Getting Reddit topics for the show it's a lot of fun sometimes.
Yeah,
this game is basically dead unless you follow my exact plan to revive it. No, I think we're okay, boys.
Game's fine. Nobody yeah. panic. Stop freaking out. The game is fine. My queues are still under 2 minutes. Like, yeah, the game is fine.
Yep, and I'll give credit to Tryon too. They've actually been very active in the subreddit, and they've been great. They've like kept their cool, and they've been saying all the right things.
Yeah,
it's actually kind of cool to see a company this grassroots, this like chill enough to answer our concerns and questions.
Yeah.
Like they even tackle asinine threads that say nothing of actual value, and they'll still say something. That's really cool.
Yeah, shout outs to Pythos, that guy.
Yeah, yep. Yeah,
there was a thread that was very hyperbolic, and it was very the game's gonna die, and he was like, well,
talking about catalysts costing $2 or
yeah
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and he came in and was like, well, we don't really expect that to be a problem because of this and that other thing you're saying. Is I see your concerns, but this is how we see it, and you know, we're really trying to prevent what you're afraid of, and it was very, very calm, very level-headed. I think the guy came back and was like, oh, well, I'm really glad to hear that. Like, it was... Yeah.
Yeah, this is very good. Very good for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the same vein of Reddit topics, moving right along, this one wasn't actually in Reddit. It was on the actual Atlas Reactor forums, and I really enjoyed this, so I put the link in the description of this. The idea was map hazards. And I'm terrible because I didn't get the guy's name that... wrote the thread. I'll get it. His name is Odyssey. There you go. Odyssey in the AR forums wrote a suggestion about adding, maybe not to like a competitive side, but adding destructibles in the environment, like walls that you can only dash through, otherwise you have to walk around them, and things like explosive barrels and other stuff, like walls that once you break them, then you can walk through them, otherwise you have to dash, that kind of thing.
Like
that sounds really cool
to me. Or something.
Yeah, like if you ever played a Fire Emblem game, those are everywhere. You have to kill the little tree to make a bridge. You have to punch a hole through the wall to get inside and get the chest or whatever. I'd love to see that in here. But I don't know about seeing that in like a competitive setting necessarily.
I mean, it depends on how it's done. I can definitely see, to draw a parallel to a different game that neither of us actually plays, in Dota, for example, you can like go through the trees and that breaks up the lanes. And you can create paths through the jungle by eating trees. Like it's.
Can you actually?
Yeah. So the map is modifiable on the fly, and they've made it work, and presumably it adds a pretty strong competitive element, like a strategic element to it, to the whole game. So.
I didn't realize that. That actually makes me think we need this. If you do it right, yeah. And that's the big thing if you do it right.
Exactly. It's definitely a potentially swingy thing, and I'd really like to see Tryon talk to their high level players before they make any big changes like that, or at least, you know, like really dig into it, because you don't want to upset the competitive balance. I feel like the game's actually in a really good place in terms of like strategeries.
In the strategeries, for sure. The strategeries are at the highest levels. As
I have the best strategeries.
Yeah, I don't. I'm only silver 4. Actually, I don't know what I am solo. I know that you dragged me down to silver 4 for sure, though.
Oh, yeah. You got silver 4, I got gold 5. Definitely, definitely me dragging you down.
Yo, you want to fight? you won't. Come at me, bro. I said that backwards. You're right. All right, so let's move on to our final... How are we doing for time?
40 minutes?
Okay, let's move on to our final section. 40 minutes, that's good. Our final section is our community spotlight, and it's going to be a little bit silly, but we're going with Scoogie these 2 weeks. We just he recently got that PPL position, so we just wanted to give him a shout out. Thanks for coming on the show again. That was awesome. Totally good luck to you. Yeah, get rid of that. Here we go.
We really really happy to see the changes that are already being made, and it's yeah, they're good steps. I said it to him, and I'll say it again now, but I'm glad that we've got somebody, especially with experience. Like, I didn't realize that he was the RNA Arena. It's spelled weird. I don't know if it's pronounced weird. The community manager for that other Atlas Reactor-like game. So, yeah.
Yeah, and looks like he's doing good things, and he's keeping up with it, too, so that's awesome. It's a good thing that they did a good job vetting for him, too, so props to Mr. Saiyan and Restart as well.
And other people invariably that are in the back end that we don't know about. I think there's at least one other, like, big name that we don't really see.
Is there?
In terms of, like, admins and stuff.
Oh, I'm seeing, like, Warbutter, and I don't think I've ever interacted with him or her, so.
Yeah.
So and Septimus, actually, too.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Definitely. Well, I feel like we have a really good crew, actually, heading up PPL, and that's cool. That's great. So. But anyway, that's all she wrote for us this week. Don't forget, we still haven't received an official email from you guys. So if you have any critiqueries or want a shout out on the show or just have something to say to us, feel free to email us at turn1catalyst@gmail.com. You can tweet at us as well at turn1catalyst on the Twitters. We still don't have an actual feedback on the iTunes reviews or the Google Play or Stitcher or any of the things that we're on.
On that note, bit of news. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. I did all of that. I did both of those these last 2 weeks. So if that was something you were interested in, that's there now.
That is there now. You can also leave us comments on the YouTube vid. We always post this on YouTube and we read those and we keep up with them throughout the 2 weeks that we don't record. So that's also another way that you can reach us. And unless you have anything to add, I think that's it.
I did want to throw out, cut the episode down. We're 15 minutes.
And we're done.
We're 15 minutes shorter than we normally do. And this is something that we're consciously going for. We're trying to go down from an hour 30, I think one of our episodes was, to more like 45 minutes. So if that's something you guys do want to see, don't want to see, please let us know. We'd love to hear your feedback, your thoughts. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Because we write with that in mind, and it doesn't always work, but. But we try to keep that in mind for sure. So
last week, it'll be a 30-minute episode. It was an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was 15 minutes, remember?
Yeah. Hate you. But yeah, for that.
Peace.